AJ?
Yep, here I am.
All right, great, man. Thanks for coming on the call. I really appreciate it, and I know some of these guys on the call. Can't wait to hear what you have to say. First off, before I kind of get into these questions here, just, you know, like for you to kind of introduce yourself, describe yourself physically, what you do for a living, how old are you, you know, that type of thing.
Sure. My name's AJ, and I'm an attorney practicing in Florida.
Oh, my.
It's been a wild ride here the last few weeks. And let's see, I'm 32 years old.
Okay.
I'm 5'7".
Oh, my height, huh?
Yeah.
One of short guys.
Yeah. And a wrestler's build 170.
Okay.
So, give you some idea.
Okay.
Let me see. I might have missed something there.
You got all the hair on your head?
You got all the hair on my head.
You're lucky.
Little gray. Hey, you know, it's a luxury. Had it shaved off a long time ago.
Oh, okay. You got the rough, tough look going on.
And vowed it would, you know, I would never go back to doing that. However, if that's the way Mother Nature intended, shave it off and look great. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's how it is. Short, stocky guy like me, huh? Okay. Well, you know, before you got your hands on my materials here, just, you know, in your 30-some-odd years, what were your results of swimming before my system? Good, bad, mixed, indifferent? What were you?
I was in the mixed category.
Okay.
I could get good results. However, I didn't know how I was getting them.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't repeat what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
So I have these streaks of real hot and then streaks of much longer cold,
uh-huh,
usually. Where it really got challenging was once involved with one woman, keeping her around, keeping her interested.
Uh-huh.
And what I found was I wasn't doing the things that I did at the beginning to create attraction.
Uh-huh.
And thereby, you know, she sort of lost interest, I lost interest, and it just kind of petered out. Now, I should qualify this statement with everything I say, that I'm going to drop terms,
uh-huh,
throughout that I picked up from your material.
Oh, good.
Because it showed me what I wasn't, or what I was or was not doing.
Mm-hmm. So kind of beforehand, it could be a little frustrating because it wasn't predictable.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Believe me, I understand. So, okay, well, you know, fast forward kind of up to now. What, you know, you've got my materials. What are your results now?
Well, the results are much better.
Okay.
The results are greatly improved. Reason being, your materials highlighted to me the need to be myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do have a wisecracking, the naughty boy sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm usually not afraid to use it.
Good.
However, once I got into the, quote, pickup situation, that wit disappeared.
Uh-huh.
And the reason was is that I framed that situation different from all the rest.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know how to be in that type of situation.
Uh-huh.
And now actually, I've used your system with some great success. I do owe you a story from an email that you published a while ago, and I'm been a little busy in my new job.
Uh-huh.
But right now, I'm with one girl that I'm happy with for the time being.
Okay.
And we see how it goes from there. What I continue to do, though, is be the same attraction generator that I was on day one.
Yeah.
And she reminds me of this often.
Good, good. And, you know, that's one thing that's real interesting that you brought up, because a lot of guys kind of have the question of, oh, my God, you know, do I have to change who I am to get these results and become this guy? You said that you really didn't. Can you just kind of touch on that just for 1 second?
Oh, absolutely. This goes all the way back to my high school days where I was a much smaller kid,
uh-huh,
and my mouth got me in a lot of trouble.
Uh-huh.
And so there's always a remark that can be made. Some are more cutting than others. Some are a lot more fun. And that's where being myself with making the remark,
uh-huh,
making a comment, your email, a recent email of yours, you mentioned things you do in the checkout line at the supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
What a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm.
What a brilliant idea. It's nothing different. It's nothing more than paying a little situational awareness, paying attention, and just doing it.
Yeah, so you didn't have to change who you are at all. Didn't have to become a different guy, do things you don't like to do, anything like that.
Absolutely not.
Good.
Because in the past, where I did change, and you can define change however you want, gifts, more emotional, or more talking about what I think about her, all those, those weren't me.
Uh-huh.
They never were. This is how I am. I respect you for who you are. Let's see if we can have some fun together.
Yeah, that's a great attitude. So, what would you say to the guy who was, considering investing in my materials, maybe a little bit skeptical, but, wanted some direction? What would you say to him?
I would say the same thing I've said before in emails I've written to you with my success stories. If you're sitting on the sideline, until you pick it up, you're going to stay on the sideline. You're going to wonder if the material actually will work for you, which it will, once you apply it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll also be wondering, why am I still getting the same results I've always been getting? You've reached johnalanis.com, you've reached effortlesscommunication.com for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So look inside yourself and just understand that reason, deal with it, pick up the material, and make it work.
Good deal. Hey, I like your advice, man.
Let me throw one thing in here that I briefly alluded to earlier, and it's a one-line thing. John Alanis got me a job that doubled my income and put me in the position I wanted to be in.
Man, that's fantastic. So you were able to use these things not just to succeed with women, but to succeed in other areas of your life.
Absolutely. And it started with something that you put, it's basically how I turned an online personal ad into doubling my income.
Mm-hmm.
You never know who you're going to meet out there.
Oh, yeah.
You never, and some of the best ones, if we're talking about the online dating, some of the best ones, some of the best women are the ones who don't have a picture up, and you have to spend a little extra time, and you have to invest in that, find them, contact them where necessary, and you're not sure what's going to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, I wrote an introductory email based very much along some of the ones you sample and you discuss in your materials. Started talking with this particular woman. She recruited me to come to this firm.
Wow.
Now, here's the kicker. This firm is one of, and you can find us in 20 countries around the world. We're in 31 offices around the world, and we are one of the top 10 most global law firms.
Wow.
So there is definite application to this material that you've written in not only the how to get women to approach you, but how to get women to approach you to bring you into something bigger and better.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a neat little free bonus, huh? Attract women and make more money.
There you go.
Good deal, man. Well, hey, I really appreciate you being on the call and, sharing your story with these guys, and then we'll do it again soon.
John, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, you bet, man.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.